Zondervan Audio Pages presents Swope's Ridge by Ace Collins. To Shay Lee, whose life is a model for us all. Previously in the Lige Evans Mysteries series, on a cold June night in the pouring rain, small-town lawyer Elijah Evans and his wife Caitlin are found brutally murdered on Faraday Road. By some miracle, however, Lige Evans is revived and saved. When he wakes up in the hospital and learns of his wife's murder, he vows to find her killer. His only lead is a piece of property Caitlin had purchased only days before the tragic incident, mysterious and beautiful Swope's Ridge, upon which sits a cold and lonely fortress built by a German recluse in the post-World War II era. As Lige investigates the history of this land, he discovers that its past is bathed in obsession and blood. Lige teams up with Diana Curtis, an agent with the Arkansas Bureau of Investigation, and in the resulting journey they find an innocent man sitting on death row, a corrupt ABI director, and a legend hidden deep within the dirt on Swope's Ridge. And through it all, the murderers watch their every move, until finally, Lige faces them down. Escaping with their lives, but with little more information than they had when they started, Lige, Diana, and his associates Heather and Janie find themselves inside the stark fortress on Swope's Ridge, staring at Lige's great-aunt's high school yearbook, which they found hidden in the house. The mystery turns out to be deeper and more complicated than anyone had imagined. As they leave the fortress to investigate more, shots ring out from the logging road on Swope's Ridge. October 11th, 2001, Waxahachie, Texas. It was just past 8, and, as usual, Omar Jones was running late. As he glanced at the clock, the 28-year-old computer programmer picked up a half-filled cup of coffee and splashed a last lukewarm gulp down his throat. He heard Charlie Gibson on Good Morning America voicing yet another story on the attacks in New York and Washington. Had it already been a month? He still couldn't begin to fathom how anyone could fly a jetliner into the World Trade Center towers or the Pentagon. Why would anyone become a terrorist? Why would anyone choose to die like that? Jones switched off the TV and set down his coffee. He had 30 minutes to get to work, and traffic was sure to be snarled due to construction around DeSoto. Hurrying toward the door, he stopped in front of a mirror to make sure his coal black hair was neatly combed and his thick mustache showed no sign of the oatmeal he had just eaten. Satisfied, he pushed open the side door of his modest 3-bedroom track home. The scene that met him in the carport nearly caused his heart to stop. There, no more than 10 feet in front of him, stood a police officer pointing a gun at his chest, with a dozen other officers, all heavily armed with weapons aimed and ready, spread out behind him. "Omar Saddam Jones?" A man in a black suit stepped toward him. Unable to manage a verbal response, Jones simply nodded. "Put your hands on top of your head, now!" Jones quickly did as he was told. 3 men rushed up behind him, forcefully pulled his arms behind his back, slapped a pair of cuffs around his wrists, and patted him down. Then he was pushed 20 feet toward a squad car. Only then did Jones speak. "What's this about?" His voice sounded almost childlike to his ears. "You must have the wrong guy. I've done nothing." A large man in a dark suit walked to the car, leaned over, and said, "You know the Classer family?" Jones nodded. "Sure, they're my neighbors." "They were your neighbors," the man said. "Someone killed them. A month ago, even the baby was murdered. Where have you been?" Albert Classer wasn't just his neighbor. He was a good friend. They played softball on the same city team. Emily was the ideal wife. She made chocolate drop cookies for the neighbors. And the kids, Jacob, Sarah, they were dead? "The Classers?" he whispered.
"Jones, I'm Adam Horn, Federal Bureau of Investigation." The tall, balding man showed Omar his identification, then looked around for another agent. "Take him down."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?